Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Hester DeBenga, live and direct, coming from the west side of California, the west side of the United States, the west side to the east side of Europe, and all the good stuff. A happy new year to all those cats that are celebrating the 2013. If you're going by a different calendar, a belated happy new year. If you're going by another calendar, an early happy new year. What is happening, people? It has been some time since I have been on the air. I think November, December. You know, I teach out here, so around December is finals times, and giving finals to the law students, the IT students, the finance students, oh, it just wears you. Not like it's stress and drama, it's fun, I love teaching, it's cool, I enjoy it. It's just, you know, when I give finals, it's not one of those, you know, multiple choice and, you know, pick it and that's about it. You have to write, you have to articulate, you have to give concise and precise answers when I do my thing, so... You know, it's a lot of that. The arm is going well. I got a lot of your emails asking what's up the situation with the arm. I have one more appointment. I always think there's one more time I do a show, but they really say this time I have one more appointment taking place January 20th. And if everything goes okay, they'll take me off the list and I only have to go back when I have to. Though I'm a little nervous because today a sharp pain went down my right arm. So I don't know what's going on. That's not a good thing, but hey. I'm alive. Life is good. Anytime you wake up and you're above ground, or maybe if you wake up and you're below ground, but that might be like Kill Bill, right? But if you wake up and you're above ground, what's there to complain about? You got to seize the moment. You got to make the most of the moment, and you have to realize who you are, what you want to do, and where you want to go. People, 2012 is coming to an end. It's about to be the new year out here in California, although it's on the Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, every year I do a memorial. Started this back in 2003. Out here in L.A., I did a memorial in New York. I've done it in Boston. I've done it online a couple of times because a lot of people outside the country aren't able to attend. Some people inside the country, some people inside the same state, sometimes people inside the same city aren't able to attend. So I do it online, and I usually do it in November. But I said, you know, I want to close out the year on a positive note, on a good note. Every day I'm alive is a positive note. Every day I do the time I do a show is a positive note. But I wanted to do it towards the end of the year. I didn't want to do a two-hour one or two and a half hour one and play all the, you know, the interviews of people invading and people raping and stuff. I didn't want to do that. You know, I want to go out this year in a flow. I just want to do a couple of dedications. You know, I have to give a shout out to one of my frat brothers out there in Boston, Dino May. Well, he might be in Boston, but knowing him, he might be in Miami. He might be in, like, Cancun. He might be in, you know, Toronto. Might be in Paris. But I believe Dino May, I was over there in Boston where I had pledged. We had the same fraternity, Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated. Brown and gold, baby, five stars. You know how we get down. That's just how we get down because we're the golden brown. Yeah, that's a nice little rhyme there. So I got a little song for him, but not yet, not yet. As they said in a... Gladiator, or was it Pearl Harbor? Not yet, not yet. But a little backstory of what's going on. I did this more back in 2003 because I felt that, you know, what happened is that 1990, you know, you already know about the Rwanda genocide in 1994. We know about that. But what happened is that the Rwandans invaded us in 1996 behind Laurent de Kabila, the late president. President Kabila came to power. He put a lot of Rwandese in positions of power, like Kabarebe and those guys. They don't charge the military and things like that. And while the Rwandan army was in Eastern Congo, They hunted down and slaughtered, you know, Rwandan Hutus, refugees who had fled Rwanda in 1994. You know, they surrounded three camps in Kisangani. They launched artillery shells into those camps, murdered all of them. They were hunting them down across eastern Congo. Beatrice Umatazi, she's a Rwandan Hutu who had fled Rwanda during the genocide, and she led an exodus of children literally across Rwanda. And if you can find her book called, I believe it's called Surviving the Slaughter, it's a really harrowing experience. We hope to make it into a film, but we couldn't get the deal made. But it's a real harrowing experience of what happened. Because they were like, the Rwandan army was like the Wehrmacht. I think it's the Wehrmacht you call them in Nazi Germany, who were on the front lines and going through the towns and murdering and killing people. So they murdered and slaughtered thousands of Rwandan refugees. Then after that, when it was time for them to leave, and President Kabila, who was assassinated actually around 2001, I believe I have the year, hope I have the year correct. What happened is that when he said the Rwandans had to leave, the Rwandans started another invasion, and they supported some Congolese intellectuals that had no respect, no love for the country, the Wambas, the Depo-Shanes, the Unasumbas. I'm sure I'm missing some people at this moment, but they'll come to me. And they invaded again, and we've been pretty much at a state of war with Rwanda. Uganda came with them the second time in 1998. They fought each other in Kisangani over some diamonds, because it's really, when it comes to our country, they want the minerals and they want the land. So when they invaded, let me put it like this. Our brothers and sisters lost 3,000 during 9/11 in 2001, our American brothers and sisters, and also those of foreign nationals who was on at the World Trade Center. We were losing, at one point, 3,000 people a day, every day, for 5 years. Do the math. Right now, our death toll stands at 8 million. And sometimes it's very difficult for me, you know, to really get through the day because, you know, when our brothers and sisters were tragically killed at the Newton school shooting some time ago, it really touched my spirit as a teacher to see teachers gunned down also. So I know the bond that teachers have with their students is something unexplainable. But there's a bond with your teacher, between teacher and student. And I can relate to that. I understand what that felt like, that loss, that pain. I've lost people in my family here and abroad. Yet conversely, it was a little interesting at that moment because the pain my brothers and sisters are feeling as a result of that shooting, or those who have lost people to gun violence in the inner city, outside the city, Appalachia, whatever, I pretty much carry that pain with me every day. Today, 1,500 more of my people died because of this dumb war, because the Rwandans don't want to leave, the Ugandans don't want to leave. There are Congolese in country that are more concerned about their own position, their own power. And we pretty much have an extermination going on, and we're at 8 million dead. And sometimes I would wish that, or I would hope, or I would, you know, pray that, you know, our brothers and sisters, you know, black, white, whatever nationality, ethnicity, would really just reach out to a Congolese and say, you know what, we have our tragedies going on here, but you have a tragedy going on in your country, and maybe I can't feel exactly what you feel, but I want to let you know that I'm with you, you know, in support, in whatever capacity that I can be. And I think that goes along, because a lot of Congolese that really have love for the country, that are true to the country, are really, really, they walk around with a heavy heart. They're there when our brothers and sisters here in this country, our American brothers and sisters, lose a life and things like that. We're there in support and with what little resources we may have, what have you. But when it comes to us, you know, no one really says anything. It's more like our country is the rape capital of the world. Or they always say something negative, like our whole country is at war. And that's not necessarily the case. Yet, you know, there are Congolese out there doing things and fighting. You know, they're trying to liberate the country. I'm trying to figure out where I can liberate the country. I'm doing my film. You know about that. We're going to have the first episode going to drop. Oh, I'm sorry for those who don't know what that means. It's going to be released April 6, 2013 online, the short version of the movie. And then we're going to work on shooting the feature film of the movie next year. So this is our 9th annual memorial. It's called December Morning. And I really just want to just give a little shout out to all those who have lost their lives back home. The men, the women, the children, our supporters abroad, and things like that. So let's get to a little music here. You know, we have to give it to the ladies first. I want to give it to the men first, because they're the ones out there, those who have fought for the country, in country and abroad. And if you wonder how tricky this situation is, I'm going to come back to it after the music. But I want to give a shout out to those true soldiers who are out there fighting the Rwandans, fighting the M23, fighting the FDLR at some points, fighting in Kunda, with no support, not being fed, not being paid, but they just have a love for the country. And we have to give it up to them, because what people are trying to do is they're trying to slander everybody in the military of my country and make it seem like they're a bunch of child rapists and murderers. And that's not true. Many have defended that country and laid their lives down, not just in 98, not just in 96. But we have talked about the FAS who were there when we had some issues with other countries at that time. So I really, really, really want to give a shout out to those men in uniform who have laid their lives down with the gun. And they fought for our freedom. We still want to get our true freedom. We want our country to be the way it was supposed to be and where it's supposed to be as it grows. So I want to give a shout out to those guys, because they're free. And when we become free, then we can say, now we are free.
Oh,
echoes in eternity. That's what Maximus Decimus Meridius said in Gladiator. What we do in life echoes in eternity. And what we do today, what we did yesterday, and what we're going to do tomorrow is going to echo 20, 30, 40 years from now when we're long gone. So what are you doing now to make sure what they say is really positive about you? And, you know, I really always say that our country needs a Maximus. You know, we have several Maximus, but I think those that have seen Gladiator know what I'm talking about. Someone that, you know what, I just want to get the guy that killed my wife. Yeah, he said, murdered, you know, a husband, you know, what did he say? A husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered child, and I'll have my vengeance in this life or the next. We need some Congolese like that. And I'm sure we have a whole lot flowing around, particularly those up in Northern California, who shall remain nameless, Chilumba. But anyway. But we need the folks who are like, you know what, I'm not interested in all the wealth that's in the ground. That's for the people. I'm not interested in the presidency or anything like that. That's for the people. I just want the ones who betrayed the country and brought all this misery and death on our country. That's it. The rest of the country, the future of the country, I leave in your hands. We need a Maximus or several Maximuses back home. It could be someone out there from, you know, DRC who's listening now, me, who knows what God has in store for our lives. But this madness has to come to an end. And it just is difficult sometimes just to go through the day without really sitting down and just crying because, you know, my country is not an abstract place to me. I was born there and I have visions and I can smell the place. But when people tell me it's so different now with the poverty and things like that, it just breaks my heart. And then another thing that really adds to it is just what they're doing to my women. And I said my women, my Congolese women. People are just making money off them, off what's happening to them. The things, how they're being, I mean, talk about gang raped and pregnant woman, stomach's cut open, and the baby pull. It's just, you know, even now it gets emotional just thinking about it. So I'm not going to get too deep because I want to keep it short today. A little music. We'll give a little acknowledgement around midnight when it's New Year's. But I really just want to keep it, you know, just some music. I'll say a few things I'm doing now and just really just give a public shout out to, you know, those who we have lost. This next cut is going to be dedicated to the women, those who are suffering, those who we have lost so brutally, those who are gone before their time. The women today who are fighting, Noella, Bibi, Solange, Sabrina up north, Noella, my sisters, Shaumba, Musau, Bijimba, my mom, Musau, all the Tantines who are out there doing things for the country, what resources we have. And, you know, when I hear what they're doing to my women back home, you just want to get, you know, you just want to get the nine and just say, you know what, I'm done. And it's really a challenge, but it's not about me. It's about them. I'm going to dedicate this next cut to the women. This is to all the women we have lost for who we'll never see again, never have conversation again. They're just memories to us, photos to us. You know, there's a man out there with his family. There's children out there crying right now because they've lost their woman to violence. That is pretty much indescribable. So I'm going to dedicate this next cut to them. It's really about, you know, the work the women do. You know, it's really about the woman's work.
I can't stop it.
so it's just difficult, you know. You got to give a shout-out because, you know, when you see the next generation, Kiowa and Daya, you know, you see Elizabeth and, you know, just, man, it was hard just making through the song because, you know, if people could see what I've seen, and excuse the siren in the background, I'm not being chased by the police. This is a live broadcast in downtown L.A. So don't worry about, okay, I got to go. Don't worry about that. But, you know, we have to give a shout out because the things they're doing to our women, and they're still holding it down, you know. And I got to throw in some of my older sweethearts in there also because they were holding it down for us. We were online pledging in our sweethearts with the court. So I definitely want to give an eye sweet to the, you know, to the sweethearts and ow to the brothers. And Dino, I got something for you. It's coming. Hold on, brother. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming for you. But that was a little shout out live this woman's work to our ladies, the Congolese women who have done so much and continue to do so much and have sacrificed in the country and are wondering if they're forgotten, if they're wondering, you know, if we don't think about them anymore, if they're wondering if their lot is just to be exploited, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually by the enemy. But, you know, if just one is hearing this message, we didn't forget about you. You know, you're always on our mind. You're always on my mind. You're always on our mind out here. And believe, as Maximus said, we're going to have our vengeance in this life, not the next, in this life. And you're going to know about it. You will know about it. So don't be forgotten. Last folks we have to give back home is definitely the children who have suffered so much as child soldiers, as sex wives, slaves. You know, what happens is that you kill the guy. It's like slavery in America. They would whip the captured African in front of all the blacks so that they can send a message to the woman, the black woman, that if this guy is supposed to protect you, we're going to show you exactly how powerless he is. And what they're doing the same thing back home. But they're going a little deeper because by them killing the women, they're killing the children. And by killing the children, they're killing our future generation. And they're slaughtering our kids. You know, even now, it's really hard to do this show. I really don't like doing the memorial every year because it's like really the only time I really get a chance to really speak. Not in front of an audience in front of me, but just to speak, you know, with whatever. I mean, I say what I want to anyways. But, you know, sometimes it's focused in this moment. And sometimes it's really hard to deal with. But the children are just being brutalized. And it's not their story. That's not what they're here for. That's not what they're supposed to do. So I want to give a little shout out, you know, to the kids out there, a little short piece here for them and, you know, tell them to really hold on and, you know, believe us. You know, we haven't forgotten about you. Your salvation is, believe me, is coming. So this one's for the kids that we've lost in this invasion, this dumb war from Rwanda and Uganda and the Congolese who have betrayed our children's trust. This is a little shout out for them. Ironic, you hear the police siren in the background, right? Because this really is an emergency. So let me make sure my luggage is by the door. Just in case there's a knock, I have to go out the window and y'all hear nothing but dead air. But this is a shout out for the kids. A little brief clip here. Ngariri. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. People, we're going to do two more dedications to our people outside of Congo that have supported us. And definitely, I want to give it to the PR, a little dedication to the people of faith back home. You know, our country is 69% or 60% Roman Catholic, Christian. The East is heavily Muslim, particularly in my dad's province where I'm from. And, you know, from half Manyemen, half Kasayan. But born in Kinshasa, Kinwa, baby. But you often wonder if the last words a person has that comes out their mouth is, you know, God save me or God, I'm going to see you. And what's it like when you know your end is coming? And the last words you speak are to, you know, to the Lord, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Allah, or what have you, or, you know, Muhammad, the prophet. But what are your last words? What are your last words? I want to give it this little dedication here, and I'm going to come back one more and then call it a day. So this is for all those. This is not necessarily a Christian cut, but this is a song for all those of faith back home who have perished, holding on to their faith and now looking down our country and are going to help us from above. All right, so let's give this little shout out to them. dedication to those of faith who have died back home in the DRC Congo, or Zaire, or the Zaza, the ministers and pastors and bishops and, you know, tribal elders, ethnic elders, and village chiefs who are just gunned down, slaughtered, burnt alive, heads hacked off, cut apart, thrown in the river. That was dedication for them because, you know, in the end, all we have to hold on to is our faith, whatever it may be. So, you know, very difficult evening for me. I'll just say that, you know, very difficult. It's 2013, so I want to say a happy new year to everybody out there. Much love. We're going to lighten it up a little bit after this last dedication because I don't want folks like, oh, my God, the guy was so heavy. It's like, oh, is this how the new year is going to be? Oh, my God. No. But I want to give one more dedication. That last one, More Love, More Power, I believe is Michael Smith's life. That was for our, those of faith who have died back home. And this last shout-out is for those abroad, you know, the non-Congolese who have stood by us, putting Congo first, not their own agenda. I always find that if a person has an agenda, they won't support you. If they have a cause, they will. You know, that's just my attitude. And we have a lot of non-Congolese really making the effort. You know, Kami out there, Kami McDonald, so many out there. It's just hard. It's hard to even begin to know. You know, Frank Lever out there, or Lever. You know, Sandy Bauer. You know, she's giving some love also. Dr. Lorraine Thompson. I wonder how she's talked to her in so long. Phil Nelson. So many people out there are doing things. Shannon, Lisa Shannon, and her mom are doing stuff. Aaron Garrison's doing some. She's been doing stuff for a long time. Aaron Garrison, I think she's with the Bayview News. But I want to give a thank you to all those who have supported us, supported the Congo, not for their own agenda, because they just want to give us support. And we have to acknowledge people like, you know, Mbemba Desalele, Sylvester of the Congo Vision. We just have, there's so many of us doing things, and we're just trying to raise awareness. Some people don't like how we do stuff. Some people just whatever, whatever. But it's our country. And the only way, it's like Lex Luthor said to Superman in The Crisis of Two Earth, when Ultraman was getting ready to come confront Lex Luthor, and Superman said to Lex Luthor, as Superman is holding Jimmy Olsen, he's like, hey, look, you know, you sure you want to do this? I can take him. And Lex Luthor says to Superman, because, you know, Lex Luthor comes to this particular Earth, if it's going to mean anything, it has to be me. And that's what's going to happen back home. If it's going to mean anything, our salvation, it has to be me. It has to be us. It has to be me. It has to be us Congolese. It can't be President Obama. It can't be the Europeans. It can't be the African Union. It can't be NATO. It can't be SADC. It can't be ECOWA. It can't be enough. It can't be anybody. All right. It has the UN, MONUSCO, or whatever. It has to be us. Freedom means nothing if it's given to you by somebody else, because they can take it away just easily. It has to be us. And many of us have put blood in the ground. So I'm telling you, Congolese, we out there marching, or, you know, you can march all you want. I'm more of a up close and personal type of guy. And for those that know me, you know what I'm talking about. It has to be us. But this is a dedication to all the folks out there who have stood with our country and have always said, you know, change is going to come. And it really is going to come. We've had it before. We know what Congo could be. Congo's going to be a superpower. And one of the main things that a lot of people don't want to see is a strong Congo. And I have to give a shout out to my little brother in South Africa, Patient, you know, Pro Zion, that's his name. But anyways, this is a dedication to all our friends abroad who have supported our country, knowing that change is going to come and they want to live to see it. Beyond the sky, it's been a long
coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Change is going to come. Believe and no doubt that it's coming. You're going to live to see it. It's not going to be an issue. You're going to know it. It's change is going to come. And that dedication was for all the folks out there who have been supporting DRC when it was Zaire. I think about this newspaper, LaRouche, years ago, and I have it somewhere in the archives where there's a young lady during the first invasion back in 1996. The 1991, whatever it was, I can't remember what it was, maybe it was Shaba, what have you. She's about 80 years old. And she's standing outside. She's holding a sign that says, help. It says, help Zaire. That's all it says. And it's like cold, and she's in D.C., and she's standing out there with a sign. I'll never forget that. I always get moved when I see those. And we just have to up our game of advocacy a little bit. You know, Omicron was out there doing his thing. My brother forgot to give him a shout out. My fault. You know, so. People, that was our memorial. Let's lighten it up a little bit. All right. Let's do it's a new year, so let's start this new year on a little positive note. Well, it's positive because I was doing the memorial. So, but a little upbeat note here, but I want to say thanks to all you guys out there. I can see you. I think we have my numbers here show about, 2,000 people listening. My God. Either you had nothing else to do or you really want to listen. So, anyways, let's give a little shout out here to frat brother of mine is back in Boston, Dino May, doing his little thing. I've known him God knows how long, you know. You know, it's one thing when you're in a fraternity. It's not really about when you go over. It's like you just know you're in the same frat. You just don't – you lose track of how long because it's kind of like, you know, you don't talk to, you know, to each other for years. And then next you know, it's like you see on the street and it's like no went by. So we're probably going to take this show off air, you know, go past our 45 minutes because there's some things I want to give there's some people I want to give some shout-outs to. So, Dino May, frat, I'm going to go a little old school. Just a little dedication to my crazy frat brother out there doing his thing, wherever he may be, Miami, South Beach, hanging out with LeBron, or knowing him probably with Paul Pierce, the truth, because sometimes he gets so crazy, he just doesn't know the ledge, and you have to, like, pull Dino back, and Dino, come back. He's like my other brother's squad. You got to come back. He's like, nah, man. You know, man, sometimes you got to know that ledge, brother, but this is a shout-out for you, man. Enjoy the dedication.
I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on the street talking. They talk to all New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They're funny in Manhattan, they never been talking. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down. Go strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about. I focus on knocking them out, shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Bless. just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alert and on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch the right draw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, face brothers out of army. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pino, kill like the middle. Black and Pino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the land. Shell lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cap closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, I paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if I'm cool, speed for one beat. I track attention, people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't you fool, I'm any, like I am, so is many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, I'm gonna warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area of despair, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the lay. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep her occupied, for the rest of the vibe, read up my resume, she know already cool, just meet me at school, we can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, you didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna sip the juice. Cut the streets to wait me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of nuts hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, spray with automatics. They wet me up, in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge, I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Shout out to my frat brother Dino. Ow. Give a shout out to our Latino people out on the East Coast out there. J-Lo, can you bring it in a little bit?
Miss Lopez. I'm hot, I'm tuned. The man on the moon. I live on the beach, get the sand out the shoes. And all of that changed since I met you. So we can leave that old sh** in the restroom. Okay, now I'm into you, like you never knew. I'm falling for you, baby, I need a parachute. So wet, I need a wetsuit. You're way too fly, I could be your jet fuel. Now tell me what you like, I like what you tell me. And if you understand me, then you can overwhelm me. It's too late, every finish line is the beginning of a new race, young money.
You got me and I could not defend it. I tried but I had to surrender. Your style got me under the spell. Left me no other choice but to get down. It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. It's too late.
Got him.
You got it.
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 You got it. When I look into your eyes, it's over. You got me hooked with your love controller.
shout out to the rest of my Caribbean people out there, my Jamaican, you know, my Trinidad and them people, you know, Wagwan. Wheel against the left, come again.
Yes, yes. Chop it up, girl.
Yo, the one I see rock, she no one the genius. Any time we step in, we hot girl genius. You are my demanding. When you wine, you are cause the problem. Girl, oh, you are wine and I go on so bad. You are chop it and then I use your hand name. Girl, just chop it, chop it, chop it. Anytime you're ready, you drop it and chop it, girl. Just chop it, chop it, chop it. Anywhere you see, we have to clap it and chop it, girl. Just chop it, chop it, chop it. Girl, when you see, we have to drop it and chop it, girl. Just chop it, chop it, chop it. Anytime you're ready, you drop it and chop it, girl. The way you clap it and you dip it and you drop, girl. And the way you take it and you tuck it when you walk, girl. And again, I watch and I wonder how you do that, girl. I told them, girl, you feel the thing them where you got, girl. You know, clap it and drop it in and nobody frog, girl. You are good, so you couldn't do that, girl. Tell me why you clap it even when the rhythm stop, girl. Tick, 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 tock. So me want you to clap, just clap it, clap it. Yo. Anytime you're ready, you can drop it and drop it, girl. Just drop it, drop it, drop it. Anywhere you do, you have to clap it and drop it, girl. Just drop it, drop it, drop it.
Broke me cocky like dry matter stick. I knock girl flop for your feet. Half of them back down when time me tell them Jenny want to be pedal and wheel from that big fat cocky that will longer than a tango. And cool on when you two breast them like the anger.
Right on the cocky like a bicycle. Right on the cocky like a bicycle. You love the lollipop, you love the icicle. But don't tell you me no wanna bore it, girl.
Right on the cocky like a bicycle. Right on the cocky like a bicycle.
Girl, me love the way your tongue a tickle my nipple. Me love it you go down a wall of bicycle. You know how to make me sweat. Balance by your head like you one broke your neck. Mm-hmm. I saw my heart fuck your head. That 12-inch cocky I will mark your feet. Mm-hmm. Make sure so you want where you get. When you're done, you feel it in every walk where you make. You want pull it like cigarette. Yes, when you're done, it's a get it out like you love me. She a blow it off for me. She eats on for me. Feel me. She ain't rip off for me. Nothing down for me. Close. Take it off for me. She fall for me. She make sweat. She fall for me. She fall for me. Without me. She not happy. Because of me. She whine for me. See all body. You body good. You smooth. You beauty. Cute. You hot. Rude and move. Your booty. Got more eyes. Baby, go. I know. Go. Go. Chop on. Me. Go. Move your body, girl. Go.
Bounce
for me,
shake it.
Move it. Take time and control your ass. Wind up your cute little
self.
You are the best me ever got.
I'm a one big man, my yours. Come on, I'm a one than my yours. Come on, I'm a one big man, my yours. I'm a one than my yours.
You have some wine.
We have put your love on my mouth.
I look on Chris and not Rihanna. I see if Frankie and I ignore it and I. Them type of guys that I'm not one and I'm left with a disgrace. Me left with me and I'm not both in the money. Me a road for a dollar. So when me give a Benz I write off me yama. No worry cause me still have me swagger.
I'm a one big man, my yard. I'm a one than my yard. I'm a one big man, my yard. I'm a owner than my own.
Hey, me not dead, not that.
So no man can show around me.
Nobody out there.
Not in control of me.
I'm here in front of me, boy.
The whole of me.
I sponsor, so tell me soon.
To the last of me, man, where me show. Take now, they tour of me.
Work for Alice from Hotchard.
They tour of me. I'm using the man.
Yeah, you're crazy.
They all let me love
and do. I don't really care what they say, what they really want to do, but my mind is the people, I didn't know for who. Just hear you are home, me a first time go true, cause I know what I know, and I do. Believe in yourself, keep your eyes on the price. No make nobody come around with them fear cries. So I run down the world and still no recognize. I them see one bad bite and chastise me. Only for nice, tell no one bag of lies. As a disabrip, them more so on your life, right? Just go on with a voice like a bees in a hive. Know them to God, to cut them to size. Only God alone can judge you. Tell corrupted people love you. Only God alone can judge you. And the real people will love you. Only God alone can judge you. Tell corrupted people love you, love you. Only God alone can judge you. touch you. You don't care who I want to touch you.
Hey, I'm a friend, some road out, anything do. We do a soul like sour, anything do. Here a night when they jump on me, vibe everything alright, sour, anything do. Take on the street with them, anything do. Nothing on the street, sour, anything do. Stock full of gas, the police went shock. When we take on the black, sour, anything do. Stock all we are, stock call them. Me and my friend, them the whole of we have all them. When we roll in a game all on the plaza, we spend millions of dollars. Up we out, so nobody win a father. We work hard, so we money get taller. Rain city like a record of garden. And we pull a sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa. When you see me and my friends, them roll out.
Anything do.
We do a go like sour.
Anything do.
And we here a night when they jump on me bike. Everything alright, sour.
Anything do.
When we take on the street with them.
Anything do.
Girl knocking on the G's, sour.
Anything do.
Stock full of gas, the police went shot. When we take on the black, sour.
Anything do.
And we done pass some in the race. Ship away, step up the pace. And some boy no like it, so I'ma walk and make up them face.
Tell me, yo, don't shoot in all the drop top bends. And you can see it very clearly through your contact lens. Say, yeah, we rule the world and we no lock one ends. And forget to change the life of every black man playing. So when me pick up my phone and when me contact friends. And tonight in all the club and I'm a pants and chains. And we are from the US and I'm from France and Yanks. All I wanna like to see to set the bad mind trend.
But we'll be
running the place. That girls with them tongue in their eyes. And we're not free, no funny little ways. No free man because the money we chase. Forward the X and the Miss and Sunny race. Yo, stop in the case. Some boy can't tell me in the face. And we done pass some in the race. It's cheap away, step up the pace. And some boy no like it, so I walk and make up them face.
Follow me. Follow me.
But wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What about the Dominicans?
Oh,
we got to go a little bit further back. Let's go back. I haven't played some house in a minute, so let's give a little shout out. Let's go back to 1988. Have a little fun here, because you know I'm old head, so I got to find some Baby Powder here. Hold up for a second.
Break. For love.
People, thanks for tuning in. Go on a little high note here. I want to wish you all a prosperous, a lot of prosperity in 2013. Keep building regardless of what year it is. Your New Year's resolution, your resolution should be to make a difference every day. I want to thank you guys for your support through the years. There's a lot of good things coming, a lot of great things coming down the road, and I definitely want you all to be a part of it. Listen, you guys make a difference where you are. You know, all I'm asking is that if you can just shed a little light what's going on in my country, I'd really appreciate it. Even if it's just, you know, hey, we're with you. Let us know what we can do with what we have. You know, I've supported a lot of issues that affected our brothers and sisters here. And in this country, I've worn uniform and things like that. We're not asking for handouts. Our country is too rich. We just want to know that, you know, there's some folks that got our back. So people, on that last note, I wish you much love. I'm going to let Tupac take us out of here. Not really slow, not really fast, just a little something that just, you know, I think you should always remember. But remember, every day that you're alive, make a difference. Don't waste time complaining. Complaining's not going to change anything. Just go out there, make a difference. And remember, when it all comes to an end, how do you want people to remember you? It makes sense? All right. So listen, What you need to do, take it one day at a time, one step at a time, everything will flow. Sayaka Cassie Dabenga, live and direct, live on the west coast of L.A. I'll be back on the east coast one of these days, and then back in the DRC one of these days. But people, one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time. Sayaka Cassie Dabenga, I'm out.
One way at a time, keep the faith in your mind, and we continue growing, one day at a time.